Listening to the charts produced here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, broadcasting at other amazing stations across Canada. And as always, we're bringing you the top 15 top charting albums from across the country and across genres for your listening pleasure. We've got stuff from Night Lunch right at the top at number 15 from the album Fire in the Rose Garden. We're going to listen to Bad Romance, No Bro, back in the charts this week as well. We're going to listen to Nobody Knows from them, followed by some jazzy stuff from Apollo Sons' album Departures. We'll listen to Sisyphus. And a brand new entry to the charts this week from a band called Breeze. I believe it is their second or third release, if not their first full length as a full-on band. This Toronto-based band started out as one guy named Josh Corady and then evolved into a full band after a debut performance with KEXP Live at Home Sessions. Anyway, the new album is all new wave and Britpop inspired stuff, and we are going to listen to a great song called You've Decided from the new album, released in December on Hand-Drawn Dracula, called Sour Grapes. And then after that, we've got Orrick Hogan back in the charts this week after a brief hiatus. We're going to listen to High Noon from the album Formless at number 11. So here's Night Lunch right now on the charts at 15. Bad Romance. Enjoy.
I'm not afraid to
Metropolis at number 11. Breeze, before that, new to the charts this week with their album Sour Grapes. The song was called You've Decided. Apollo Suns as well with Sisyphus, No Bro, with Nobody Knows and Night Lunch started off the day and are set. From the album Fire in the Rose Garden, that was Bad Romance. Coming up now, we have another new entry to the charts this week, a song called 89 Days from Pax, the moniker of musician Madeline Link out of Toronto. And this is a self-produced, self-recorded album done, actually, after the band took a bus to Jalapa, Mexico, just outside of Mexico City, where they spent a fair amount of time at Casa Pulpo, a lovely place owned and operated by Wendy Moira, the person behind Teatro Lucido, a prominent theater and music venue in Mexico City. Anyway, the album is called Melt the Honey, and it was released on January 19th. So it is brand new and debuting this week on the charts at number 10. After that, Ace Inabi is back in the charts with an album called Here and Now. We're going to listen to Alone from it, followed by Feeling Figures with a song called Remains. Positive People, and they have an eponymous album out, and we're going to listen to Butterflies from it, followed by What I Do by Bri Webb, rounding out the segment from the album Run With Me with a song called What I Do. So here we are right now at number 10. This is Pax, brand new stuff from Melt the Honey, 89 Days. Enjoy.
So hard for losing better. All this blood, sweat, and tears in these broken bones. Never fight so hard when I didn't have to. Through the flood and the war in this broken home. Than be at alone.
never lost so much on a memory. All this love, all this life, I've been losing breath. I don't wanna be, I don't wanna be enemies. We're staying here. And that love is enough. Are we better? Are we better? Are we better? I'll be